USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another huge batch of flight delays and cancellations. Travelers can't seem to catch a break as the number of flights affected has surpassed 5,600. Airports along the East Coast are bearing the brunt of the problem as snow moves through the area. The Supreme Court heard arguments that challenged the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. Several justices have defended the requirement, saying there's not a better option to prevent sickness and death with COVID-19 cases still on the rise. Attorney Scott Keller arguing the best possible way to prevent illness would actually be quite different.
I don't think the standard here can be the best, because if it was the best, then that would mean that OSHA could ban all people from coming into the workplace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Remembrances coming in for an Oscar winner who passed away.
Sidney Poitier, a Bahamian-American actor, film director, activist, and ambassador, has died at the age of 94.
Man needs a woman to back him up.
What?
Mama would listen to you, and you know she listens to you more than you do me and Benny. She thinks more of you. Look, all you got to do is sit down with her one morning when you're having your coffee and talking about things like you do. Just say kind of easy like that you've been thinking about this little deal Walter is so interested in about the store and all. Just keep sipping away at your coffee like what you're saying ain't that important to you. Before you know it, she's listening good and asking you questions.
Sidney in the film A Raisin in the Sun from 1961, a cause of death was not given. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A judge is formally dismissing a misdemeanor groping charge filed against New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes after the Albany County District Attorney said he could not successfully prosecute the case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pediatric hospitalization rate from COVID-19 is the highest it's been since the pandemic started. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky isn't completely sure why, but has some ideas.
We are still learning more about the severity of Omicron in children and whether these increases we are seeing in hospitalization reflect a greater burden of disease in the community or the lower rates of vaccination for these children under age 18.
This comes as the CDC recently endorsed COVID booster shots for kids as young as 12. Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager Mark Elias is taking to Twitter, saying he thinks before the 2022 midterms, there will be a serious discussion about potentially disqualifying a number of individual House Republicans from serving in Congress. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes Democrats aren't popular and won't win in 2022.
The American people see their agenda. They reject their agenda. They reject the crime wave that this party, the Democrat Party, is responsible for all across the country. The inflation, the out-of-control spending. They reject all of that. The Democrats know that. And come November, I think the American people are going to have their say.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.